USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We call on members of the Venezuelan military to end their support for Maduro, who is really nothing more than a Cuban puppet.
President Trump with the Brazilian president by his side at a joint news conference at the White House. President Trump continued,
"As I told President Bolsonaro, I also intend to designate Brazil as a major non-NATO ally, or even possibly, if you start thinking about it, maybe a NATO ally."
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is asking her department's inspector general to audit the FAA's approval of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. The U.S. joined dozens of countries last week in grounding the planes after two deadly international crashes. And the woman who climbed the Statue of Liberty to protest President Trump's immigration policies, she received probation and community service. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A new poll finds the American people siding with the president. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the story.
A new poll finds half of Americans believe President Trump the victim of a witch hunt. The new USA Today Suffolk University poll finds that trust in special counsel Robert Mueller has eroded, and half of Americans agree with President Trump's contention that he has been the victim of a witch hunt. Support for the House of Representatives to seriously consider impeaching the president has dropped since last October by 10 percentage points to 28%.
Older Americans are taking too many antibiotics. A new study by the CDC shows that doctors write enough antibiotic prescriptions each year for every older American to get at least one. Health experts say antibiotic overuse can create drug resistance. In fact, the CDC reports 2 million Americans get antibiotic-resistant infections each year, with 23,000 dying from them. You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
President Trump believes there is a form of political discrimination on social media platforms against conservatives. Speaking at the White House, the president says something needs to be done because it appears that social media companies are working with the Democrats.
Well, we have to do something. I tell you, I have many millions of followers on Twitter, and it's different than it used to be. Things are happening. Names are taken off. People aren't getting through. You've heard the same complaints. And it seems to be if they're conservative, if they're Republicans, if they're in a certain group, there's discrimination and big discrimination. I see it absolutely on Twitter and Facebook, which I have also, and others I see. But I really focus more on the one platform. And I have many different platforms. It's, I guess we have almost 60 million on Twitter. And if you add them all up, it's way over 100 million people. And I get to see firsthand what's going on, and it's not good. And we use the word collusion very loosely all the time. And I will tell you, there is collusion with respect to that, because something has to be going on. And when you get the back office statements made by executives of the various companies, and you see the level of, in many cases, hatred they have for a certain group of people that happen to be in power, you say that's really unfair. So something's happening with those groups of folks that are running Facebook and Google and Twitter.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.